Nimtza, Rav Nissen says, therefore we see from this she'ikar bechinas ha'avdus shaydezer bo zeh ha'socher lahaskir atzme l'chaver b'shvil panasosoy huay de pegam emunas chachamim kanal. Therefore we draw the conclusion that what causes a Jew to have to hire himself out to work for somebody else by the hour, that kind of thing, and to assume that burden, it's pegam emunas chachamim, because we said before, to the extent that the person is zeichet to Torah, to the essence of Torah, that gives chorus al aluchos, right? Chorus. So the fact that we see a person is forced to hire himself out implies that by him the emunas chachamim is not bishleimus yet. V'alkein his hero haTorah loses lois chirosei b'yoymoi daiko v'loy sovay elav hashemesh. Therefore, the Torah warns you, make sure to pay him for his work immediately upon completion. Don't let the sun set and him not having been paid for his day's work. Oy, im kol avodose balayla, or if he's working the night shift, and his shift ends in the middle of the, you know, in the night, loses loy koidem aboyker daika, to make sure to pay him before morning, before it gets light outside. That you're not allowed to withhold the wages of a worker until morning. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. The main problem of this slavery, the fact that this person got to a level where he has to hire himself out for the day, is based on the many differences which Hashem created, in paragraph Chav Beis and Chav Dalet, which basically boil down to three categories: man, within time, within place. Ki be'emes kol shoyrish hashefa nimshach misechel hakoylel hanal. Because the truth is that what's the source of all sustenance, all shefa in this world? The source of it all is this seichel hakoylel, shehu bechinas ho'even shesia, which is represented by that special rock, shemishom hamayan hayotzim mibeis Hashem. It's from that rock that there streams forth a stream that flows from the Beis Hamikdash, Shehu Bechinas Hanohor Hayotze Me'eden, which corresponds to the stream that flows from Gan Eden. Shehu Bechinas Shoyresh Kol HaHashpo Sheboilam. That's the source of all physical sustenance that we receive in this world. Kimimenu Nimshochim Tzinoirois V'Kelem L'Chol Echod V'Echod. Because it's from there that there are drawn pipes that extend down to earth to each and every single individual human being through which that person gets his shefa. Kifi hodom v'amokoim v'azman. Each person, based on where he is, based on the situation, where and when. V'ikar ha-keli v'ha-tsinor shel kol echod. And the main keli, the main vessel through which each and every single person receives this shefa from Hashem is, hu ha-sechel v'ha-chochmo shel kol echod, is the person's brain, the person's intelligence. Ki ikar hashefa nimshach kefi adas. Because how do we measure the amount of shefa that a person is given? It's relative to his das, kemo shekosu b'mokom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter Nun Vav in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal writes, kefi hadas kein haparnoso benokel. And he proves it from a pasuk in Chumash. If you recall, when Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Jews not to go out on Shabbos to pick the mon, it says that there were these bunch of clowns, shotu ha'om v'loktu. There were a bunch of people who were shotu, shoited. They did a shtus, they did a silly, dumb thing. They went out to pick and they didn't find. When Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go, they went out anyway. The Zohar HaKadosh says over there, on shotu ha'om v'loktu, loktu b'shtusa. Their picking was with shtus, implying that when a person is picking fruit or vegetables, or when a person is earning parnosa properly, that's called with das. To the extent that a person has das, to that extent their parnosa comes easily. To the extent, because that's the keli, into which Hashem can give you what you need. To the extent that you develop your das and improve your das, to that extent Hashem is able to make your parnosa come to you easily. To the extent that a person wants to involve himself in ruach shtus, to that extent he makes it more, he goes searching and he doesn't find. They search, shotu ham v'loktu. You know, they went with shtus and they looked to pick and they found nothing. To that, so Rabbeinu Zal says over there that kifi goit ladas kein haparnosa benochil. V'al kein, and therefore, lo imotza kodesh boruchu kli machzik brocha l'Yisrael elo hasholoim. This is why the Gemara says that the most important keli through which the Jews can receive blessing from Hashem is shalom. Ki kisheyesh shalom ben Yisrael. Because when there's peace among Jews, v'chol Yisrael oyavim zeh zeh, and the Jews love each other, v'chulam nichlolim kiechot bihatzadik oemes, and as a result of being united within ourselves, we're able to plug in properly into the tzadik emes, who is called the Sechel HaKoilel, the Evan Shesia, Azai Niftochin Kol Tzinoi Rois HaShefa. Then suddenly all the pipes are opened, all the faucets in heaven open wide, and the pipes are not clogged up anymore, and the Shefa flows with plentifulness. V'nimshach Rav Tuv V'Shefa Godoil L'Kol Echod. And there's a tremendous amount of good and tremendous shefa that's sent to every single Jew. Kifi hakeli shaloi, each to each Jew relative to his keli, which means shehu sichloi, which means relative to his das. Each person, to the extent that he has developed his das, will be given something that he can handle. Ki sichloi nishlam b'shleimus godoil umeir ba'oir godoil al yedei shenichlal im chaveiro yachad ba'asechel ha'koilel shemisho mekablim kol ha'sichlis kulam. Because a person's own sechel becomes complete to a tremendous level of completeness and shines with a bright light through his becoming plugged in properly to his fellow Jew, and then becoming plugged in properly to the sechel ha'koilel, to the tzadik emes, from which all the individual sichlis receive. Shehem bechinas kelim v'tzinoi rois lekabel rav tu v'shefa godel. And the sechel serves as a vessel and a pipe through which Hashem can send you shefa. Avul chas v'shalom lehepach. But when the opposite is true, kishein, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal, if you recall, I think it's in that chapter, in Likutei Moran, chapter 56, that Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk. Simple, but we say it every day. Hasam givuleich shalom, Chelev Chitim Yasbirch. The Hashem who makes peace among your boundaries will nourish you from the fat of the wheat. Chelev Chitim Yasbirch means super parnosa. How does it come about? To the extent that Hasam Gvuleich Shalom. To the extent that there's peace in your boundaries, to the extent that there's Shalom, Kein HaParnosa Benochel. Just like the Gemara says, that Machloikis Echod Doichem Meya Parnosois. One machloikis can push away 100 measures of parnosa from coming to a person. A person involves himself in machloikis, he can lose 100 packages of parnosa that was supposed to come to him, 100 weeks, or 100 years, or $100,000. Kishe avol chas v'shalom lehepech, kishe ein sholem ben Yisrael, v'yesh machloikis chas v'shalom b'neim, azai yef sholehem lehi kolel b'haseich ala kolel. To the extent that there's machloikis among the Jews, it's impossible for them to plug into the tzadik emes, to the sechel ha'koilel, v'linak misham, and to draw from there, lahashlim sichloi, to fix up your own individual sechel, shehu ikra keli, which is your keli for shefa. Why? Ki I efsher lihi kolel shom, ki im al yidei ahavo v'yachdus. Because it's impossible for Yidden to plug into that Seichel HaKoilel without Ahavo and Achdus among us. Bibchinas, as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal emphasized to his students, Anan b'chavivus atalya, we are dependent on Ahavo. Our success is dependent on Avraham. What success did they have, Yitzchok? Their success was they didn't have to work at all. They were part of that minor, microscopic majority. We find by most of the rabbis in the Gemara, they did work. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, most of them were working. There was the elite group, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoizal and his students, who were free from work. Why? Because they had this super shalom and ahavo and achdus among them, through which they were zecher to plug into each other, super, and thereby plug into the Secha Akilil, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochoizal, super. They were, and therefore their sechel was clear. Their pipes were not stuffed up. They had clear pipes. The flow of shefa was, the sechel by them was bishleimus. The flow of shefa to them was bishleimus. Therefore, they didn't have to come on to these alternate sources for parnosa. They got it direct. Ma kolshkein v'kolshkein, how much more so, especially, kishecholkim chas v'sholom al hatzadik u'emes bi'atzmoi, if people chas v'sholom make machloikis against the tzadik emes himself, not just if Jews are not just in a state of machloikis with each other, but Jews who are in a state of machloikis against the tzadik emes, shehu bechina sechel hakoilel, where he represents the comprehensive sechel, the total sechel, azai nivgomim hasichlios shel kol echad v'echod, then all their individual brains become defective, become pogum. And they lose their vessel and their pipes through which to be able to receive shefa from Hashem. Whom is gabrim chas v'sholom hatzimtzumim vadinim. And when there's no shefa, then you have the opposite. You have din and tzimtzum. Ki ein boy koyach lahamtik hadin vatzimtzum. Because these people don't have the ability to sweeten the din and tzimtzum. Ki ikar hamtokosoi hu al yidei hasechel kanal, because the main sweetening of din comes about through sechel, as I just explained to you before, based on that kifoyer koefer yufazer. You saw that on all three levels, each one of the three levels of the brain is an antidote to these par dinim, to the bechin of din. Va'azai nisakev hashefa. What happens then? The shefa is withheld. Uma'at hashefa sheyoredes, eino yoredes kisede lamokom horoi. And the little bit of shefa that does trickle down does not reach the right places. Ad sheroiv hashefa yoredes la'akum urishoim chasashom. So that the minimal shefa that is sent down to the world ends up falling into the wrong hands, into the goyim or the rishoim rachmalson among the yidden. Kamay shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as is written in the Zoyer HaKodesh, v'Yisroel nizoinin mitamtzis, and the Jews get the leftovers. When the shefa is misdirected, person's pouring water, and they want to pour into a pail, and accidentally somebody moves the pail, or somebody moves their hand, and the water's pouring on the floor, and only a couple of drops are getting into the pail. That's the concept of Hashem giving shefa to the world. Most of the shefas, all the shefas, are supposed to come to the Jew, to Klal Yisrael. And the goyim are supposed to get the shirayim, the part that spills out accidentally. But when we mess up the keli, what happens is automatically, Rachmon Tzlan, most of the shefa goes to them, and we get the leftovers. Shezeo b'chinas tzoras hachurban v'hagolus shebo alidei pegam amunas hachomim. This is the concept of all the suffering and the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, which was brought about through Pegam Emunas Chachomim. Kamoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vayihiyu Mal'ivim B'malachi Elikim. The Jews were insulting the Tzadikim, who are called the heavenly angels. Shenismato Hashefa Yisrael. As a result of that, the Shefa from Klal Yisrael became lessened. V'nishapcho l'zorim, and it ended up getting into strange hands. Kamoy Shona Mekoinen Nalzeh, as we mourn this in Eicha, when we say Nachaloseinu Nehefcho l'zorim Boteinu l'nochrim, our property was turned over into strange hands, and our homes were given away to the goyim, meaning all the stuff that was supposed to come to us was given away to them. V'chol zeh machmas sheyisoimim hoyinu ve'einov imoisenu ko'almonos. The pasuk goes on to say that this is all because we were orphans without a father, and our mothers were like widows. Shehu bechinas mashenestalku venelmu meitonu hatzadikim hamitim. This implies the passing away, or the going into hiding of the tzaddikim, shehein bechinas sechel akoilel. They represent the sechel akoilel bechinas of, which is called the father. Bechinas av vo'em, which is called the father and mother. Bechinas av bechochmo ve'em labina. There's a pasuk that says, it says about Yosef HaTzadik that he was called Avrech. Av bechochmo, he was a father in chochmo, and rach bishonim, and young in years. So we see father represents chochmo, and there's another pasuk that says, ki em labina tikra, that bina is called mother. So when we say over there in Eicha that we were without a father and without a mother, it implies we were without chachma bina. Vazai gam ma'at hashefa b'tzimtzum shiredes liYisrael eina keseder. And when that happens, the result is that even the little bit of shefa that's being sent to the Jews is also lopsided. Kinis arva v'uat zinoiros, the pipes get mixed up. V'hisgabru heichli atmurois, and that place where those funny changes goes on, the place, the Hechle Atmurais, the place where neshamas get exchanged and all kinds of things get exchanged, is Mizgaber, ad sheshefa shalzeh yoredes lechaveroi, to the point where the shefa that was supposed to go to a good religious Jew winds up in the hands of an anti-religious Jew, rachmona l'tzlan. Umizeh bo goydel ho'anius v'hadachkus shel ho'aniyim v'evyoinim. And this is what causes the tremendous suffering and poverty of the super poor people. The aim eitzelus. So now what's the solution? Fine, you're telling us the reality. This is the situation. How do you solve this? The aim eitzelazeh kim loshuv be'emes al pegam amunas chachonim. The only way Klal Yisrael can fix this is by doing a real tshuva for the pigama of Amunas Chachamim, which we said was the cause of this whole thing. That's what started this whole thing. Ad she yisrabu sforim kedoshim b'tayr al yodoy. So that each Jew that just does tshuva for pigama Amunas Chachamim, he increases the number of sforim in the Torah. Right? Because we said to the extent that he believes in rabbis, he considers their sforim significant. And it's as if new sforim get added to the Torah, which is how Rabbeinu Zal explained that concept of the Torah being nichlal in chochmei lo, that the more the Torah is completed by additional sforim being attached to it and wrapped around it and everything, that's what raises the Torah up to plug it into the chochmei lo. Ad sheyizke gam hu li kolil b'secha akoilo, to the point where the Jew who's zeche to do the real tshuva on pegam emunas chachamim, he is zeche to get plugged into that secha akoilo. Sheshom shoyresh kol hatzinoyrois. That's where all of these pipes come together. The chol hasichliim vahatzimtzumim vadinim kanal. And that's where all the sichliim and tzimtzum and dinim, that's where it all comes together on top, in that sechel akoilo. Sheshom nimtak akoil. That's where everything gets fixed, everything gets sweetened. Vazai choyzer venimshach mishom shefa lakol echod koroiloi. Once that's accomplished, then each and every single person gets the proper shefa that he was supposed to get. I'm sorry, that's when the shefa starts flowing to each person properly, and each person can go ahead and receive his shefa. Because certainly each and every single Jew has a pipe through which he was supposed to get his shefa. Rakshinistam, it's just that the pipe got sealed up. V'nizbalbel, and it got messed up, machmas pigam emunas chachamim, because of the person's pigam emunas chachamim. Avol kesheyoshuv b'tshuva shalema be'emes al pigam emunas chachamim, but when a Jew is zeicha to do a real, sincere, complete tshuva for pigam emunas chachamim, yoshuv elov tzinor hashpoas parnasosoi, then his pipe, through which he's supposed to receive his parnasa, will get fixed up completely, his installatio will get fixed completely, ki yachzor v'yushlam sichloi, his secha will be completed, shehu ikar hakeli v'hatzinor kanal. And it's the secha of a person that represents his keli and his pipe through which he receives his shefa. Ois choftes. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki ikar chisorn haparnoso hu machmas chisorn hadas kanal. The main reason why people suffer from lack of parnoso is because there's a lack of das, as we mentioned earlier. Kikifishlemus daitoi Because to the extent that a Jew is zeichet to shleimus hadas, to that extent he has a more and more solid trust in Hashem. Bitochin meaning a trust in Hashem, that Hashem is definitely taking care of me, has taken care of me, and will take care of me. She'ikar habitochin hu al yidei hadas, because Rabbi Nachman explains in this chapter, Likutei Moharan, Torah Reish Chof Hei, that the main bitochin comes through das. He quotes the pasuk in Ashrei, Einei choel eilecho yisaberu, all eyes are turned to you, Hashem, hoping to you and dependent on you. Va'aton oisin lesochlam bitoy, and you, Hashem, provide us with what we need at the right time. And Rabbi Nachman says the eyes represent the sechel. Vatipokachno einei shnehem. So we see that bitochin is relative to the person's sechel. People would say, no, a person who has bitochen has no brains. You know, that person would think that it's in conflict, and Rabbi Nachman is saying it's not true. The more sechel a person has, the more they'll be able to trust in Hashem. And he quotes the pasuk, bitchu b'Hashem adei ad, showing that there's infinite levels of bitochen. It's not one level. And to the degree that a person's growing in das, he's able to grow in bitochen also. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, afilu achshav, the golus hamar hazeh, even nowadays in the bitter golus that we're going through, ubedachkus hapranosa, and with all the struggle for pranosa, ubefrat oitzam adachkus shel hoaniyim vevyoinim, especially the tremendous struggle that the very poor people are going through, afal pikein ein eitzo v'tachbula kiim bitochen chozok. Despite that, the only advice is for a person to strengthen himself in bitochin in Hashem. Ukamay sheshamati mipiv hakodesh, as I heard from Rabbi Nezal, sheomar bozeh haloshim. He said these words, nor bitochin, only bitochin. And when it comes to parnosa, only bitochin. And we'll explain this in a minute. Kigam ato bo'itzem adachkus, because even nowadays when things are so tight and so difficult, Rav Nosson Zal was talking about a certain period of time in his life when the Jews living in Russia at that time, in the place where he was living and in the way he was living, was extreme poverty. Despite that, Hashem Yisborach Zon Umefarnes Umechalkeles Kol Echad Ve'Echad Varyoyim Biyoymoy, Hashem supports and provides for each and every person what he needs for that day, each and every day. Ki les yoim de les boi toiv, because the Zohar HaKadosh says there is no such thing as a day that has no good in it. Umanda bore yoimo bore mezoina, and the Hashem who creates day creates parnosa for the day. Ukemay shekosuv, as it says in the Tefillah, Baruch Hashem yoim yoim yamos lanu, Hokel Yeshuasenu Selah. Blessed is Hashem who daily brings us into the world, gives birth to us in a sense, Yamaslanu, and Hokel Yeshuasenu Selah, and provides Yeshuas, provides solutions and sustenance. Vahakoil Nimshach Misechel Hakoilil. And all the good that comes from Hashem originates from the Sechel Hakoilil, the upper Sechel. Shehu b'chinas oyer hagonuz misheishes yimei bereishis, which corresponds to the concept of the light with which Hashem originally created the world and then hid it. It's called the hidden light, where it says vayar lekimis ha'oyer kitoiv. It says on the first day Hashem created light and darkness. Then it says Hashem saw that the light was good. So the Gemara says kitoiv lignoiz. Hashem saw that it was good to hide it. It was too good. And therefore Hashem had to hide that light for the future. She'afal pi shenignaz, despite the fact that that light, that super bright light, was hidden, afal pi kein les yoim deloy nohir bei oyer hagonuz behelam godol. Despite that, the Zohar HaKadosh emphasizes that there's no such thing as a day during which that hidden light doesn't shine in a very hidden way. As is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, ki il mole izgeniz mikol v'kol v'havi alma iskayim afilu riga chodo. Because if that light would have been completely hidden, 100% hidden, nothing would be able to exist. This world needs some of that light to be able to exist. However, it's a drop that we get, and in a very hidden way. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Echo, Vo'oimar Ovat Nitzchi, I would say that my hope is lost. V'seichalti me'Hashem, my whole reliance on Hashem is lost. Zois osh, and there are certain times when things get so bad and so desperate that I would want to say that. And what happens then? Zois osh velibi. This is how I respond to my heart. Al kein oichil. And therefore I continue to wait and to depend on Hashem. Why? Because chazde Hashem kiloy somnu kiloy cholu rachmo. Hashem's kindness isn't over. It never ends. It never goes away completely. Chadoshim labekorim rabo munasecha. Every single morning, my faith and trust in Hashem is renewed. Hainu, what does it mean to say? What does that pasuk in Echa mean to say? Shekefi oitzem ariru sagolus v'gashmis v'ruchnis v'gufo nefesh u'momoim. Based on the bitterness of golus on a physical level, on a spiritual level, where people are going through so much suffering in body, in soul, financially, and the tremendous pressures of parnosa and all the other suffering, a person would feel as if there's no hope. As we wrote earlier, I'm sorry, as he writes over there in Echa earlier about the tremendous suffering, mitchilas ani hagever ro oni beshevet, writing about the oni, the suffering that the Jews were going through at that time. Hishbiani bamroirim, I'm sworn to bitterness, you know, tremendous difficulty. To the point where a person gets to a point where they feel that there's no hope. And I say, Ovat Nitzchi, my salvation is lost. And my feeling of hoping that Hashem is going to bail me out at some time seems to be finished. Hainu, hachasodim huelyoinin, she'enom tamim, ve'enom kolem loilam, the super kindness of Hashem, which never ends and never disappears completely. Sheheim nimshochem isechel hakoilal anal, this chesed which comes from the super high level of sechel, mibchinas oyer hagonus, from that hidden light, shenimshach behelem godol b'chol yoim, which finds its way into the world every single day in a very hidden form, b'chinas chadoshim labkorim rabba munasecho. That hischadshus that takes place every single morning, that's what increases my emuna, my confidence in Hashem. Avol, however, machmas merirus dachkus hapranoso shel zeho oni voevyoim. Because of the tremendous suffering that this poor man is going through, shebo mipigam emunas chachamim, which we learned earlier, is a result of a pigam in emunas chachamim, because we explained earlier that emunas chachamim is what brings a shleimus to the Torah, and that's what allows for people to be nichlal in the sechel ho'elyoin, and that's what makes it that from that sechel can come forth super shefa. So when a person sees that they're suffering tremendous financial difficulty, Rav Nosson Zal said it implies that the person has to do tshuva for a pigam emunas chachamim. As a result of pigam emunas chachamim, the person's sechel can't connect and draw from this sechel akoilo, which is the tzaddik emes. Then the pipes of his sechel get closed up. To the point where this poor man lost his trust in Hashem to such a point, ad shebol amida zois, till he arrived at this place, lahaskir atzmoy liyoymoy, to rent himself out for the day, you know, to become that level worker, bishvil panasosoy sheze bechinas avdus mamish. That's mamish, like being a slave, a person who hires himself out for the day. You know, it's a certain type of work where he's today he has to be this guy's servant, that kind of thing. It's not like a doctor or another type of professional where he's working on a different level. The fact that a person gets to such a place is based on tzimtzum and din. She'ikar hiskabrusam alidei hashinuyim shebaodoy mumokim uzman, which we said these tzimtzumim come about based on the differences between people, time, and place. That those are all tzimtzumim. Ad shenidmeloy kilu bayom ze iyak sheshim shachoy panosa b'makom shusham, to the point where it appears to a person that today Hashem can't provide for me if I stay where I am, if I stay in my house, or if I stay in the Beis Medrash learning. My only solution for today is I have to hire myself out for the day. Rabbi Nosson Zal says the reality is that this is a big, big foolishness. Because the fact that a person has to struggle and feel tremendous difficulty in earning a livelihood is based on shtus and chisar nadas. Bechinas shotu ha'om veloktu b'shtusa. Kama shekosu b'zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh implies that the struggle and difficulty involved in earning a livelihood, that comes from shtus. That comes from, you know, lack of das. Umuva b'dvareinu b'makom acher. And as is found in Likud Imran, makol shgein lahaskir atzmoy li'eved. How much more so a person who hires himself out as a day worker for a person, for sure, it implies that the person isn't on the highest madrega of das. V'chol ze machma shenidmeloi shekifim ha'shoifer olav ein loy tikva lefarnosas yoimoi kima yidei shiyaskar atzmoi. All of this is based on the fact that it appears to this person that based on what's happening with him, that it's impossible for him to have the money that he needs for today without hiring himself out to work today. Ve'enoi meisim eliboi loy das v'loy tfuna. And the person doesn't stop to think a little bit deeper and to understand. Haloi oit hayem godol. There's still a lot of hours in the day. Umi oidea eza shefa yochoy leiroi deylev bozeh hayom. Who knows what kind of shefa Hashem can still send him to. In other words, the fact that it's 8 o'clock in the morning and he doesn't have $100 and he knows that he needs $100 to live today. It's 8 o'clock in the morning and he sees his wallet's on E. So what? So what? Hashem still has time. The day isn't over yet. Hashem still has time to provide you with what you need for today. We said before that the Hashem who creates day creates the parnosa for the day also. However, this person's moichin has shrunken to a level where he feels he must hire himself out for today. He has to know that somebody's going to be putting $100 in his pocket today. This kind of moichin de katnus is based on the issue of shinuyim. It was the fact that things in the world don't all go straight in one way, but rather there's ups and downs, there's highs and lows. You know, there's days that a person's making more money, less money. The fact that it's like that, that's what makes for this insecurity on the part of a person where he's, how am I supposed to know? How do I know that, you know, because things change every day. There's so many things that change. How do I know that this won't change? It's just because I had parnosa yesterday, maybe today something will happen and I won't have parnosa. Va'alkein his hira ha'toyro loses lois chirosei b'yoymoi v'leisovei olav ha'shemesh. This is why the Torah instructs us that if you hire this kind of worker, you better make sure to pay him that day. Don't let the sun set and he hasn't been paid yet for his work. Because Hashem has pity on all Jews. That's why the Torah warns you not to withhold his salary till the day is completely over. So that today's pipes shouldn't close with this person not having received his salary, and he's got to wait for tomorrow's opening of the pipes. Because if that happens, if a person doesn't receive the shefa that he's supposed to receive today, and you want to try tomorrow to take care of him for both days, that kind of thing, Rabbi Nosson Zal says that's very difficult. Because the fact that this person is in such a frame of mind where he felt forced to hire himself out
came because of this. Because he's experienced already what it is to be very poor, you know, to be under tremendous financial pressure. And his brain shrunk and has shrunken to such a point, not literally, but you know, figuratively, to the point where you can't tell this guy trust in Hashem. To the point where he felt compelled to hire himself out. Therefore, the least you can do to help this person is make sure to pay him on that day, because that's his life. As the pasuk says, the man is poor, and his nefesh is yearning for this money. He's dying for this money. The reason to pay him on that day is to shoot life into his neshama on that day itself. Not to allow the faucets of today to close with this person not having received anything. If the person is getting shefa every day, if you don't let an interrupt of a day go by where he doesn't get his shefa for today, then you can sort of keep it going. It's much easier to keep it going. Lahabdil, you have this, you know, in all kinds of things. Lahabdil, you have with the city governments, which give out, you know, certain monies. If for some reason it's interrupted and you want to start it again, they give you all kinds of hassles. That's difficult. Once it's flowing, even if a problem comes up, to keep it flowing before it's been shut off, if you come in and you prove, you know, you give a little bit of an excuse to, all right, you're still getting it, fine, we'll let you continue getting it. But once it's been cut off, and now it's a matter of getting them to start it up again, it's a different story. But if you're not going to pay this daily worker his wage on that day, this person has already fallen into a state of avdus. And you're not going to pay him on that day, and you're going to allow the day to go away and a new day to come. That means you've sealed up the shefa that he was supposed to get from his pipe today. Then it's going to be very, very hard to open up a new opening for him. There's a quotation like this, that a door that's closed, you can't reopen it so easily. While it's still open, you know, you can deal with it. Once it closes, to reopen it is a whole job. The alkane, bosar anya azla aniyusa. This is why the Gemara has an expression that poverty goes after poor people. Ki kol ma shehu aniyus mizgaber alav. Because the more that the poverty is imposing itself on the person, niktan daita b'yaser, the person falls into more of a state of moichin de katnus. You know, he has less bitochen in Hashem and less das. V'niktan bitchoine b'yaser, his bitochen becomes less. V'nistatmin b'yaser klei ha-shefa shaloi, and his pipes become closed up. U'bifrat ze shekvar niktan daita kol kachet shenofel avdus, especially a person whose das has become so small that he's fallen into avdus, al kain his hero levli lakev schirosoy ad shiovei hashemesh. Therefore, the Torah warns on the person he's working for, his employer, make sure that you don't withhold his salary till the sun sets. V'yeh shinuyes, which means when the sun sets, now there's a change in time. It's no longer day, it's night, a brand new time. When there's shinui, we said before, Hashem is echod, and Hashem is rachmonus, and Hashem is good. When we talk about two or more, when we call about rabim, that's an union of klipois. By the goyim, it says bikshu cheshbonos rabim. So whenever there's a change, there's room for the ksot on the klipa to move in there and do damage. That's why the Torah warns that the worker works for you today, pay him before there's a change in time. Pay him before the sun sets. Because this guy who came to you as a daily worker, which means he's in such a meichen de katnus, he's not depending on Hashem, he's depending on you. He can't handle this, wait for Hashem to send it to him. He had to go to a person and say, I'm willing to work for you from 9 to 5, I get $45, you know, at the end of, at 5 o'clock. Now, if he's holding by there, on such a person who's in such a meichen de katnus, if you're going to allow the time to change on him, without him getting an infusion of parnosa, an infusion of shefa, there's a chance of a greater hisgabrus of din. Al kein tzrichan losis leischoroi biyoymoi. Therefore, you must pay him on that day, kedei lahashlem nafshei v'chiyusoi, in order to give him shleimus hanefesh in chiyus. He's going to get a charge from that paycheck, shehu daitoi, and that charge that he's going to get on a physical level is going to be also an infusion of moichin de gadlus for him. Then it's possible for him, once he got that money, it's possible that he'll be able to pull himself out of this avdus and to open up his floodgates of shefa. Through the fact that he was zoiche to shleimus hanefesh and das on that day when he needed it. Giving it to him tomorrow isn't going to be the same anymore. Because if you allow on such a person who's such an oni means he's in a state of din, we've learned that before, that anius is a state of din, on a person who's oni, who rightfully was supposed to get paid today, and you delay his pay, you allow a time change to take place before he gets his pay, that means you're adding din to him. He's going down the hill, you're pushing him, you're shoving him down, you know, that kind of thing. Which is Asur. Whereas if you do pay him on that day, there's a chance that the infusion he's going to get from that, the chias, the fact that he's getting the chias on the day that he needs it, could be that'll give him another chance at life, in a sense. It'll give him a chance to pick himself up and have more bitochen on Hashem and everything, so that tomorrow he won't have to go hire himself out on a daily basis. He'll have more bitochen and Hashem will send him what he needs another way.
What is he supposed to do? We know that only Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his friends are supposed to be in that state. And,
And the idea of him renting himself out for the day,
yes.
I don't understand why that's different than any person who has a job and is getting a paycheck.
I'll tell you why. You'll see it within the natures of people. A person who has a job, you know, where he's working full time, that kind of thing,
right,
has much more of a level of comfort and security, supposedly, than the person who's got to go from day to day hiring himself out. Usually, that person is in a less secure position, number one, and very often, I'm not talking about a consultant who's getting paid, you know, $1,000 a day, that kind of thing. I'm talking more so of a person who doesn't have a steady kind of work, and because of that, has to hire himself out to do all kinds of less professional type work in order to support himself. That's what I think Rav Moshe Zalman's keying in here on. And again, the impression I have.
The point is that he's only doing that because he's not skilled to do anything else.
Right.
And if he doesn't, the whole reason he's doing it is because he knows that he needs X amount of money to live. And I don't understand what the alternative is.
I'll tell you the way I think it is, and could be if we learn a little bit more, we'll see it more in the next paragraph or two.
I also have another question about, you see that most religious people today are the most poor. You see it all along. And as you get more and more wealth, the 89%, they get further and further away from the Torah. So I don't understand how the people that are poor say that from Pagam and Amun Sukhamim. And even Rabbeinu in his own time said that we're not on a level today. He said that most of the Siddiqim, meaning in his time, which is also true now, have to be poor because we're not on a level of Yehuda Nasi, things like that.
But we learned, if you recall, in the previous year, where he said clearly that the reason why the religious people are poor today,
right,
is because as a result of Pigam and Emunas Chachamim,
right,
it's caused the Shefa to get redirected. So that the Shefa, you know, it's not that there's a lack of Shefa, the Shefa is flowing. It's our Pigam and Emunah that's caused the faucets.
So where is it coming from? It's coming from the religious people? From everyone?
No, I think especially, right. You know, like the Gemara says, that the Sotan leaves the Goyim and deals with the Yidden.
Right.
He leaves the irreligious Yidden and he comes to the religious Yidden.
In other words, it could be the Pagam is coming from the people that are not religious, and the money goes to them.
No. On the contrary, the impression I'm getting is that even those people, even the religious Jews, supposedly, the observant Jews, are being poygame in Emunas Chachamim. And as a result of that, we are messing up the pipes, in other words, so that instead of what's supposed to be, what has our name on it, and it's being directed for us, we are shoving it away and shoving it, lahavdol, to the goyim, or lahavdol, to the religious, you know, to the non-religious. Take a look at the...